This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking to our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month of April, and that is the Housing Help of Lenawee. Happy to have on the program with me Elizabeth Salerno, who is the Executive Director of Housing Help of Lenawee. And Elizabeth, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
It's always great to talk to you, Dale.
And we also have Ashley Lito, the Board President. Ashley, welcome into the program.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
And Elizabeth, you know, it's great that you're on our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month of April. Just a little bit about exactly what Housing Help of Lenawee is for those who may not have really grasped what you do.
So Housing Help has been in existence for over 30 years now, and we are the central starting point for anybody in housing crisis for Lenawee County. So if you need any sort of housing needs, you can call our office, go to our website, and you can apply for assistance with rent. We have emergency shelters for families with minor children, as well as motel vouchers. We also have a transitional housing program for families with minor children. And then many know about our dire needs program for veterans due to WLEN's support with Thank a Vet. But that is to assist veterans that have some type of need and does not just have to be for housing.
Which, Ashley, you really do serve a lot of people, don't you?
We really do. You know, we are here in the community doing what we can, and we are out here trying to serve as many as we can, especially with housing crisis and COVID going on. You know, we're just trying to make sure that people are aware of our programs.
And Elizabeth, you know, so many things have been going on because of COVID. How has that impacted the Housing Help of Lenawee and what you do?
So, yeah, main impact we've had over the last year is the higher need for emergency shelter. With COVID restrictions and a lot of the group facilities we have in our community, it made it a little bit more difficult, especially when, you know, with the shutdown early on. So that it had an increased need for motel vouchers. So we've actually, like last year, we spent over double what we normally do just for motel assistance. And in turn, this led to us providing over 2,000 more nights than we normally do for emergency shelter and transitional housing. So last year, we provided 8,649 shelter nights to homeless individuals and families in Lenawee County.
Wow, that is a lot, Ashley.
It is, and you know, it's interesting that these are just last year's numbers. You know, we've, as everyone knows, been in the COVID crisis for so long, and these numbers are so much higher for this year, and you know, really showing that our community needs the support of this program. And you know, we are just so glad that we've got Elizabeth here that's you know, working within the community, and the staff here that's working within the community to really make sure that people are taken care of.
And that's basically it, because, you know, these people are, you know, are people from right here in Lenawee County, right, Ashley?
Exactly. I mean, we serve all of Lenawee County, so, you know, it can be anyone, you know, people that you may know, and people that, again, just don't know that we're here, but know that they need assistance somehow. And, you know, hopefully with especially this conversation and, you know, the fact that we're trying to make sure that everyone knows our program, you know, we'll be able to provide those services to people, and they'll know that we're here to help.
Well, along with that, Elizabeth, you did receive a bit of a help regarding a grant for rental assistance. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our newest fund that we received a grant for recently is what the state is calling SARA. So COVID Emergency Rental Assistance. So the SARA funding is brand new, just started on March 15th. It is for $1.8 million, and this is to assist renters who are still in their units with rental assistance and possibly even utility assistance for this program. So last year in the summer, they gave us an eviction diversion fund, and we spent about $500,000 on that. And within 6 months. And so this is the same thing, but they're expanding to utilities now.
I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, you're surprised that you received that much, Elizabeth?
It is surprising. surprising, I have to admit, about fell out of my chair when they said, you know, Lenawee County was going to get over $1 million. And this is just the first round of it. So we're actually could potentially get another round of about the $1.8 million to come again. So this is just the first part. There will be more funding to come.
So how do people access in order to be able to receive that assistance from that grant then, Elizabeth?
So anybody can apply directly at our office. We still have our lobby closed to the public. However, staff are here, and we have our application packets with applications for this new program as well in our Dropbox on the shelf. So it's a blue Dropbox right by our door. And they can also call 517-264-0782 with any questions, and we will direct them the best we can. We're also updating our website regularly with the application process. So we'll be sure to have information there for people to apply as well.
And again, that phone number, Elizabeth?
517-264-0782.
And Ashley, we should mention where you are actually located here in Adrian, shouldn't we?
We should. We are located right behind the Frosty Boy. In the house that's on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's 307 East Church Street in Adrian. Yep, we share the parking lot with Frosty Boy, so you can come by and apply. It's Frosty Boy's open now, too.
Yeah. That's right, yes, yes, yeah. You get a little treat in the meantime, too. But they should maybe call ahead or maybe just go to the website in order to obtain that that application packet then, Elizabeth?
Program, we always have our general application on the website, and then we will also have any links with this program. It's just very specific on how they're going to want the application done. So we even we'll have a link to MISHTA's website to get to that application to make sure it's always the most current one.
So how does that work? Does it go by the actual need for that particular person then, Elizabeth?
Yes. So there's some different guidelines depending on income. But yes, this can serve people that are in need up to 80% of the area median income. And you have to be able to prove that you had a COVID hardship. So such as, for instance, being on unemployment in the last year, or just even a reduction in hours at work, things like that. And then we can actually go all the way back to March 13th of 2020 for the need. So there's obviously restrictions on the caps depending on the amount of income you have coming in. Those with lower income could be eligible for a little bit more assistance than those with a higher income.
Wow, Ashley. I mean, over $1 million of grant money to be able to be used for this. This is going to help out a lot, isn't it?
It really is. I'm so excited for this organization and just this community that, you know, we're going to be able to assist so many people, and now the opening up of utilities, and it's just it's such a great opportunity for our community, you know, and us to be able to serve our community.
So if anybody knows of someone who might be in that situation, they should be able to, let them know and get in contact with Housing Help of Lenawee, right, Ashley?
Absolutely. Again, our phone number is 517-264-0782. And they can call and, you know, just kind of let us know what's going on, give our staff the opportunity to talk to them and just see how we can help.
And that's what you're there for. You are there to help, right, Elizabeth?
We are. We are here to help. We partner with the other agencies within the community as well. So even if it's not something we can assist you with, we will help get you to the right place. And, I mean, even with the SARA funding, we are partnering with Community Action Agency here in Lenawee County as well to make sure that we can get all this funding out into the community as soon as possible.
Boy, I've said this many a times, Elizabeth, that this is what is so great about Lenawee County, the collaboration that we have with the different agencies and organizations here in Lenawee County. I think it's really top-notch.
It is. I mean, our community would not be as successful with helping our neighbors in crisis if we did not work together the way we do. So
yeah.
we all pull together very well.
And, you know, for those who may think that they may not be able to get the help, they should even still contact Housing Help of Lenawee anyway, right, Ashley?
Absolutely. You know, as Elizabeth said, you know, we can do referrals. our staff knows what's happening in this community. They know who can assist with what, and if there's something that we can't help you with, they can definitely give you a referral to an organization that can help you. You know, we are really excited again for the SARA funding because that's going to open up a lot of money for utilities, which tends to be something that is a crisis in our community. And if we can't help, we can definitely direct somewhere else. But, you know, the SARA funding is really going to give us an opportunity to assist more. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's great to be able to get that grant funding for the rental assistance, but there's always that need to keep things going with all the different programs that you have, Elizabeth. And you're going to be having a donation drive that's going to be coming up too, won't you?
Yes, on the 28th, we are going to have a donation drive. You can just drive through our parking lot. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you know, you have some change in your car, you can just stop by and give us your change, but we're also going to be accepting donations that we can use in our family emergency shelter program. So, like toilet paper, paper towel, cleaning products, personal hygiene products, you know, just simple kind of day-to-day stuff that the families in our shelter will need.
And, you know, and that is so important because of the fact that, you know, sometimes when they have to move into those shelters is that, you know, they are needing the basics, right, Ashley?
Absolutely. And, you know, we want to offer them a place to stay that is clean and sanitized and healthy for them, and making sure that they have everything that they need moving in. So it's really, you know, important for us to get these donations that sometimes we can't just run out and buy. It's important for us to have things in our shelter to keep it clean, to keep it taken care of, just to make sure that they're comfortable there. You know, they're going through transitions in their lives, and they need to know that there's some basic comforts in that shelter for them.
And that they do have a place to go to, right, Ashley?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the thing is that we mentioned about the shelters. Elizabeth, how many shelters does the Housing Help of Lenawee have to be able to offer?
So we have two family emergency shelters. One can house up to a family of eight, and the other can house up to a family of six. So, and we can house any makeup of family. So ours can be a single dad with kids. It could be grandparents raising their grandkids. Any makeup of family, as long as there are minor children in the home.
And they should contact the Housing Help of Lenawee if there's that need then, Elizabeth?
Yes. If they have a need for emergency shelter, they can call us at 517-264-0782. And Alyssa is our case manager for the emergency shelter program.
Excellent. Well, once again, let's remind people about that donation drive that you're going to be having there at Housing Help of Lenawee at 307 East Church Street. And that's going to be what date and what time, Ashley?
That is going to be April 28th, and we're going to be here from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can drive through, drop off change. If you want to drop off a donation, or if you just want to drop off shelter supplies, if you just want to come by and see who we are, we will be here and happy to talk. It's also going to be COVID-friendly. So you don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to. You can just drive through. But we will be here and happy to talk to you and take any donations you might have for us.
Absolutely. And again, it's going to be April 28th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Housing Help of Lenawee office at 307 East Church Street, right behind Frosty Boy. Can't miss it. And you share the parking lot with them, too. And it's a great building that you're into, Elizabeth.
Yep, we are a tan house with green trim.
Yeah, I just love it. It's just such a great-looking house, great-looking building that you have. And once again, for those who are maybe needing that rental assistance to access those funds that you have been granted through that grant, again, to go to your website, correct, Elizabeth?
Yep, our website is h2lenawee.org.
h2lenawee.org. Okay. And again, the phone number for them to call, Ashley, is?
517-264-0782.
Excellent. Well, much success on the drive-through donation on April the 28th from 10 until 2, and continued success in what you're doing. You are certainly one of the many great agencies that we have here in Lenawee County that is doing so much great work here for our residents here in Lenawee County. Ashley DeLito, the board president, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale.
And Elizabeth Salerno, the executive director of Housing Help of Lenawee, thank you for being on the program, and congratulations on the Hometown Hope grant for the month of April.
Thank you guys so much for your support.
This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.